Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, December 1st. MPs in the House of Commons voted unanimously this afternoon to pass Bill C-4, an act to amend the criminal code to ban conversion therapy. The act says conversion therapy causes harm to society because it's based on and propagates myths and stereotypes about sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression, including the myth that heterosexuality, cisgender identity, and gender expression that conforms to the sex assigned to a person at birth are to be preferred over other sexual orientations, identities, and expressions. The Act says in light of those harms, it's important to discourage and denounce conversion therapy in order to protect the human dignity and equality of all Canadians. Liberal MP Mark Gerritsen.
I hope Canadians understand the historic nature of today. Today is the day that this Parliament came together and gave unanimous consent. Every member in this House agreed to pass such an important piece of legislation to ban conversion therapy in our country.
The unanimous vote to fast-track and pass the bill means it now goes to the Senate. After that, it would require royal assent before being enshrined into law. South Bruce OPP are investigating a serious single-vehicle collision. OPP say it happened just after 8:30 Monday night on Concession 2 in Culross Township. Police, Teeswater firefighters, and Huron County EMS responded to find a pickup truck left the road and struck a tree. The lone occupant of the truck was taken to a local hospital, then airlifted to London for treatment of serious, non-life-threatening injuries. Concession 2 was closed for a period of time. It has since reopened. OPP say their investigation is in its early stages. Owen Sound Council has endorsed a new policy governing the naming and renaming of city parks and facilities. The discussion came to the council table in June in response to an online petition urging the city to change the name of Ryerson Park because its namesake, Egerton Ryerson, is recognized as one of the architects of Canada's residential school system. The city ended up proactively removing the Ryerson Park sign. City parks and facilities are covered under the updated policy. It does not apply to the naming of streets or bridges or any naming related to financial sponsorships or major donations. Mayor Ian Boddy said during a recent Community Services Committee meeting he likes the process in the updated policy.
It sets an objective standard that we can look at individual cases and look at all the facts and look at the history and try and remove, you know, the potential of a emotional decision.
The policy includes six guidelines applying to all consideration for naming city parks and facilities. Some of those guidelines include all naming should portray a positive image, naming should be considered permanent, and renaming should only be looked at in exceptional circumstances. Ontario Auditor General Bonnie Lissick's annual report released today looked at 18 value-for-money audits of the past year in the province. Some section headlines from the report say the Ontario government paid millions of dollars in COVID-19 support to ineligible businesses. Ontario did not have enough PPE when COVID-19 hit because it ignored warnings to be prepared, according to the Auditor General, who also said the OPP has so many frontline vacancies it cannot provide the level of service it's supposed to. Ontarians are still waiting too long for outpatient surgery. That Ontario's public colleges are economically dependent on international student tuition fees, and that the Ontario Cannabis Retail Corporation is not doing enough to prevent minors from getting cannabis. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 195 points to 20,464. The Dow Jones is down 461 points. Our dollar is trading at 78.07 U.S. cents, down 18 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $65.25, down 93 cents a barrel. In sports, in the NHL, six games tonight, including the Colorado Avalanche at Toronto to meet the Maple Leafs. The Leafs have won four in a row and nine of their last 10 games. Vancouver is at Ottawa in an all-Canadian matchup, while the Edmonton Oilers will host Pittsburgh. In the NBA, nine games tonight, including Charlotte at Milwaukee to meet the Bucks. Tomorrow, Milwaukee will be in Toronto to face the Raptors. The Raptors have lost three straight, including a 98-91 loss at home to the Memphis Grizzlies last night. And the BrokerLink Insurance Grey Bruce Major Curling League is in action at the Terra Curling Club. The Mike Hamer Rink leads the standings with a perfect record of 3-0. You can find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca.